And so today is a very simple teaching, and I've been talking so much. Maybe it's not related to your work. However, if you practice like this, sometimes when you meet with situations, suddenly you might realize about the importance of what I've said. Things happen, whether you're willing that they happen, and sometimes whether you're not willing that they happen. Just as long as we have a good, steadfast, stable state of mind, then things become better and better. The objective of practice is that we must be more healthy, mentally healthy, physically healthy. And then in our work and whatever we're doing, we're able to cope much better with a happy, healthy mind and healthy physically. We can do many things. If we have a negative state of mind, then when we get older, it's more and more difficult to be able to do things. And it's very difficult for people to look after us. Suffering physically and suffering mentally, it's a lot of suffering. Some people may be physically ill, however, they've got a good state of mind and they're very easy to take care of. However, if a person is unhappy within their mind, even if they're physically well, it's very difficult to care for them. It doesn't matter how nice you are to them. They're just never satisfied or never happy and full of suffering. And they have no gratitude. Do you understand? Having a healthy mind is so important. And if we have some kind of illness, it might be quite small, with a good state of mind, it just naturally seems to heal itself. However, if our mind is not happy, it may bring many illnesses to our body. If every day we are stressed and anxious and worried, all of this enters into ourselves. Then eventually, sickness of our mind brings sickness to our body. The greatest happiness of this life of ours is having a happy mind. This is our greatest wealth, and we really must place importance on this. If our mind isn't healthy, then what is the use? And really, practice brings so much help to this life of ours. Buddha is not wanting to control us. Buddha is trying to encourage us towards having positive energy, that our life can have more blessing, more merit, and feel more meaningful. Everybody be happy. In the beginning, pretend to be happy, and eventually this pretend will become real. Pretending to smile, and eventually it will be a real smile. Like when people get into the lift, everybody looks down and going, how many people, when you get in the lift, do you see them full of smiles and joy? Everybody's in the lift waiting to leave the lift. Suffering. Aren't sentient beings experiencing a lot of suffering? Be happy, everybody. Being happy is really the most meaningful, has the most blessing. Don't worry so much about all of these little things in life. Don't pay so much attention to them. Don't be so concerned about them. If it's like that, then it's like that. We can work through it. There's nothing that we can't work through. There's nothing that we can't let go of. In reality, at the end of the day, we're going to leave this world anyway. Okay, well, that's the way it is. Let it pass. Have this very strong, stable mind. People come to me and tell me, oh, this is happening and that's happening. And I think, it'll pass soon. Life is like this. Tomorrow it'll be different. Sitting there at night, worrying about something so much, not able to sleep. In the morning, there'll be a new life. Something new will be happening. This is the reality with everything. Everything changes. This is the reality. Everything changes. There might be some very bad news. Go to sleep. And the next morning might be different. This is the reality. There's nothing in this world that doesn't change. So when you meet up with certain circumstances, don't be so worried. Don't be so anxious, especially the people at home. Don't think, what did I do? What did I do? Just think, No problem. It's okay. Yes, yes. Okay. Don't stress about these little things. After a little while, it'll pass. Don't treat it as being so real. It just creates a lot of suffering and pain. Just know it's going to change. I'm going to change. They're going to change. The world is going to change. Keep on going. Where we reach, where we get to, then we talk again. Don't treat everything as being so real. If we do, really, we experience a lot of suffering. Do things with wisdom. Don't do things in a way that causes so much suffering. Some people really seem to have a lot of wisdom and they're able to do things very smoothly, very easily, without many worries, very happily. And other people, oh, this is so difficult, there's so much stress, so many afflictions. So we're not willing to develop our mind, and then we have all of these problems. Increase one's wisdom. And then really, the days we spend have more blessing, or more at ease. Then every day is more free, more natural, and we can engage in more meritorious activities. Everybody, I wish you a very prosperous, and good, and fortunate year of the dragon, and be healthy. Have a healthy mind, have a healthy body. And Rinpoche is just blessing everybody to have the opportunity to practice the Dharma.